Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi wahdah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa la kitaba ba'da kitabihi wa la syari'ata ba'da syari'atihi. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minasy syaithanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alam nashrah laka sadrak wa wada'na 'anka wizrak alladhi anqada dhahrak. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Most respected and honorable علماء كرام, حفاظ of the Quran, beloved brothers and friends in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Difficulties, challenges, problems, mashakil, whatever we may call it in this life, it's synonymous to an earthly life. A life without any problems, that is in akhirat, in Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. But in this world, every person is going through some difficulty, trial, test, with some challenge in life, and every single person derives his comfort, his solace, his tasalli in a different manner. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were also difficulties, there were challenges, that even Khatamun Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Afdalul Bashar, the best of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he also was confronted and he faced many challenges and hurdles in his life also. But how did Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam derive his tasalli and his comfort is lesson for each one of us. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the abuse that was meted out to him, sometimes it was psychological, emotional, physical abuse. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah Mukarramah, the people of Makkah Mukarramah used to actually throw thorns into the pathway of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in sajda, in Kaaba Sharif, in the Haram Sharif, in Makkah Mukarramah, and the entrails and the inside of a camel is thrown onto his back. Because of which, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is unable to pick up his head from that sajda. The only person who had the courage when they immediately saw this was none other than his beloved daughter, Fatima radiallahu anha, who immediately runs in that direction to relieve Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the difficulty. She moves it off his neck and Nabi sallallahu alayhi picks up his head from that sajda. So the abuse that was meted out to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also physical, and sometimes it was psychological or emotional. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was called Majnoon. Me and you, if you got someone in this world who calls, he tells you you're mad. Wait, I got my backstop. One phone call, they'll be here for you. You sure you're talking to me? You know who you're talking to? And how would we respond? Yet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was called Majnoon and mad. He was called Sahir and Sha'ir. He was called a soothsayer. You're a magician. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when all of this was hurled against him, was said to him, then what was the reaction and the response of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So they tried every possible avenue in stopping Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from his mission in life, and that is to disseminate and pass the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. To the extent that they come now to the son-in-laws of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they say, we tried everything. He's so resolute. He's so firm on his mission. He's telling us, put the sun on the right hand and the moon on my left hand. I'm never going to leave this mission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now they go to the son-in-laws. Maybe perhaps this would deter him and maybe derail him from his objective and his purpose and his mission in life. So they ask the son-in-laws to please divorce the daughters of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you ask any person who's got his daughter married, maybe Eid day his shop will be open. Even Eid day, maybe he'll trade. But the day he gets that call of distress from his daughter, down tools, shop closed, full pay, he's going to pick up his daughter. Because I can go through a problem and I'll be able to tolerate it and sail through it, inshallah. But when we hear what's going and what's been experienced by our children, then that's like a double calamity upon us. That's the natural love that we have for our children. And rightfully so. Can we imagine what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through when his daughters now are coming back home with the divorce? Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of this is coming upon him. Banu Hashim now, the ostracized, there's a boycott. And today we ask for, people are going through difficulties and we want the shifa now. Ya Allah, there's problems, we want the results immediately. Walana, what happened? I drank that parelu pani, nothing happened. You gave me that wazifa, but the business is not doing well. I read it. Well, you told me Fridays. I read it one whole month of Fridays. I don't see anything. Here, imagine Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam who's got the direct link and contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mustajabu da'wat. But the lesson for his followers, that even your Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam was boycotted for 3 long years. Not one day, one month, not one year, 3 years. Not just a blockade of a few countries. No soul is allowed to even transact, to interact, to speak, or to enter into any dealing with you and your family. All of you. No transaction. For the survival of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they reached such a stage that they had to actually take the wet sand, bite onto the wet sand to extract the water from the sand for survival. No food, they had to chew on grass. They had to chew on grass for survival. And now Nabi Sam is worried, he's concerned. Natural for insan to be worried and concerned, it's natural. It's a natural reaction of a human that you'll be worried. That what's wrong, what went wrong, where am I missing the plot, what is it? So Nabi Sam naturally he's worried, he's perturbed. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals for tasalli, for comfort to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 2 surahs, Surah Wadduha and Surah Alam Nashrah. And on different fronts, every person is going through some difficulty or the other. Some it's marital, some it's financial, others it's sickness. Never ever wish to be into the skin of the next man, for you never know what's his night. The person who's so rich, someone was mentioning, saying the person who's so rich, Mulana, he imported his car from overseas, landed in here 22 million rand. This person is telling me, so rich he is. He is telling the person who works for him, you don't want what I got. I'm telling you, you don't want it. You don't know the pareshani I'm living with. You don't understand that fear, that worry. Person is so rich, so worried, my child may get kidnapped. What if this happens? Take him out from that school. We need to move from here, go to another country. Never wish to be in the next man's skin. You never know what he's going through. So each one of us, we are confronted, challenged with different difficulties. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Surah Wadduha and Alam Nashra is revealed to comfort Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to comfort Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam reveals Surah Alam Nashra. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدَرَكَ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have we not expanded for you your bosom? Didn't we expand and give you شَرْحُ sadr? One possible meaning of this ayah is that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did we not give you شَرْحُ sadr? That you, the unlettered Nabi, yet when the revelation comes to you of the Qur'an al-Kareem, such high level of eloquence, that, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you pass on that message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, letter for letter, unadulterated. Nothing is obliterated, nothing is deleted, nothing is added. Letter for letter, you are passing it on to Sahaba radiallahu anhum. There's no MP3 to record it. There's no person to take it down. Nabi Sam is listening to Jibreel Amin. And then he passes it on to Sahaba, then they write it down. And then they by heart it. O Muhammad, didn't we bless you with sharhu sadr? And we look into our lives, hasn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with the ability to retain Qur'an? That person who is hafidhul Qur'an, it is bi-adabi, it's against the adab of the Qur'an that you ever desire something besides what you already got. You've got the greatest, you've got the kalam-e-paak in your heart. Alam nashrah laka sadrak, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did we not expand for you your bosom? Second possible explanation of it, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we blessed you with such sublime conduct. Your akhlaq is par excellence. There's no one that can meet your level of akhlaq. We've given you such a high level of tolerance and hilm. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, didn't we bless you with these qualities? Yes, you're going through difficulties, but you've got such a level of tolerance that those same people who drove you out of Makkah Mukarramah, now when you are triumphant and you are victorious and you walk in as a person who is victorious into Makkah Mukarramah, everything is maaf. As the ulama explained, sab maaf dil saaf. You know, become Muslim also, you become a sahabi. Everything is forgiven. Such a high level of tolerance. When is that possible? When is it possible that the person who can injure you the most, you'll forgive him the quickest? When we work for a cause, not for applause. When I'm working for Allah, then that's my objective. I'm not working for a tap on the back. This is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala I'm doing it. For no one else. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then it's easy. Alam nashrah laka sadrak, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Did we not give you sharh sadr and expand for you your bosom? Another possible explanation and implication of this ayah. Didn't we give you such a clear mind that in the most intricate, sensitive of situations, with a clear mind you'll make a decision, you'll strike the truth, and you will never ever regret your decision down the line. There's only khair in it. There's only goodness in it. And so often, isn't it the case, the proposal comes from the girl, she makes a istikhara. Papa, I don't know. I don't know. You mean no sign? Nothing? Gee, I'm confused, Papa. I'm confused. And how often, isn't it, you want to adventure, but you got cold feet. And you just don't know. Should I? Shouldn't I? Dicey. I don't know. It's profitable, lucrative, but hey, hold on. Just, you worry, person is worried. Yet Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given the sharh sadr. When he made the decision, there's only khair in it. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Sulah Hudaybiyah. The treaties, the clauses of the treaty are against the Muslims. Sahaba radiallahu anhu up in arms. We're ready to fight. We came to fight. We're ready for it. If they're not going to allow us, tooth and nail, we're going into this. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, no. Command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will return back. I know, we want to go for Umrah. We want to. I mean, the heart is yearning, desiring. Allah's command, let's go back home. Sahaba radiallahu anhu couldn't believe this. Then the ayat is revealed, إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا. We would have thought that the conquest refers to conquest of Makkah Mukarramah. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that conquest refers to Sulah Hudaybiyah. You have conquered the hearts of the ummah with the moment you submitted to my command. When I said return, ala ra's walain, sarang kopar, no problem, let's go back home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it is goodness. And later on down the line, sahaba radiallahu anhu only understood that that decision of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the best interest of the entire ummah. And there was only khair in it. Alam nashrah laka sadrak, the fourth possible meaning of this ayah, that O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, four times shaqqu sadr took place. Open heart operation. Four times. That Nabi's chest was opened and his Mubarak heart was washed with the water of Zamzam. The best of hearts was washed with definitely the best of waters. And that Zamzam, as an ummah, we've given an opportunity to drink and to enjoy. What a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best of waters. To wash the best of hearts four times. Nabi Sam is 4 years old, 10 years old, just before Nubuwa, and when Nabi Sam before embarking on the journey for Mi'raj to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Four times shaqqu sadr took place. Today a person goes for a bypass. After that operation, he is kaput, we'll say. He's finished. Then he said, no, doctor said, must take it easy. So he'll go home. He'll just walk to the toilet and he'll come back. Slowly next day he'll walk to the kitchen, he'll come back. Reluctantly he'll go to the front door, then maybe he'll start in the yard. He'll say, no, let me just build my immune system. Then I'll slowly start walking further than that. Yeah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they open his chest, they wash the heart, they close it. Sahaba radim said we could see the stitches on the chest of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He wakes up, he carries on like nothing happens. Mu'jiza of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, didn't we give you sharhu sadr? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَضَعْنَا عَنَكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, didn't we remove that burden, that weight that was weighing down upon your back? It was like breaking your back. Didn't we remove it? You were so worried, you were concerned of passing on, making tabligh, disseminating the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet we made it so easy for you. Imagine Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sent amongst a people that were so low, in the lowest of ebbs, in the lowest position, that the superpowers of the world said, it's not even worth fighting these sahaba, the people of Makkah, they're not even worth the scum. I mean, we're going to fight them, there's nothing for us to win in it. They bury their daughters alive, they've got no scruples in life. From the same people, who even the superpowers didn't want to rule over, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes and makes an effort with the nubuwat, with the kalam of Allah, with his ahadith, his sublime conduct. From these people he creates Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Umar al-Faruq, Uthman al-Ghani, Ali al-Murtada, Amin wa hadhihi al-Ummah, Ashara Mubashara. One is you take your child who's A grade in school. Say, Mawlana, please man, you know, make him a hafiz. You know, diri khahish, I want him, he must become a hafiz al-Quran. He becomes hafiz, alhamdulillah. He's a bright child. He's sharp. No problem. Then you take a child, a person says, hey, Mawlana, this fellow, hey, he's not even doing well in school. At least he becomes a hafiz. At least something, you know, something he can do in life. 3-4 years down the line, now the son is on this minbar and he's making khatam of Quran. Now that's kamal. The person who you thought was, couldn't even do anything. And now he's produced, he's a Hafidhul Quran. Hafidhul, leading the people in Salah, in Taraweeh. Now that's exactly what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. The people who weren't even worth ruling, from them he created Ashara Mubashara. Role models who became guiding stars till the day of Qiyamah. Ashabi kan nujum. وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَدَ ظَهْرَكَ وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, didn't we elevate for you your name? That your ummah will pride themselves by keeping their children's name, your name. That my son is Muhammad. My son's name is Muhammad. And one of the areas in Bangladesh when we were there, then every person you ask him his name, what's your name? He says Muhammad Ibrahim, Muhammad Ismail, Muhammad Abdul Rahman, Muhammad has to be there. So they ask us, we say Muhammad, Ibrahim, Ismail and Abdullah. You say, no Muhammad? No Muhammad. So how come you always got Muhammad? This locality we've been taught the total highest regard and azama and love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No name without Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of it. Out of respect for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now obviously we're not saying it's a must, but that is what we call mahabbah. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your biography is being read. It's been read. Your private life, your jalwat, your khalwat, your marital life, everything in the masjid, out of the masjid, everything, transactions, business, whatever it is, all is open book for the ummah to read. Yet no person can pick up a finger to say, that's problematic in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because there's hidayat in every chapter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. So the lesson, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, there's challenges you are facing. But look at how many innumerable favors from the side of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala you are enjoying. The lesson for us, that when Nabi sallam was down, worried, concerned, weighed down, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what about that favor, and this favor, and that favor? Sometimes when we are challenged in this world, we just fixate and we are gazed at the problem. The one door that is closed and we forget to thank Allah for the other 99 doors that are still open. 99 are still open, we're still complaining about that one. Person goes for Umrah. He's employed by someone. He's renting also, staying in a flat. Not even a separate property, he's renting in a flat. Anyway, collected money, went for Umrah. So he's showing his wife, first time she's been, showing her everything of how to perform the Umrah. So they enter the Haram Sharif and then they can see Kaaba Sharif. So he tells his wife, the first dua we make now, duas are 100% accepted by Allah. So make dua to your heart's content. So they stand one side, wife picks up her hand, she's making dua, husband picks up his hand, he's making dua to his heart's content. And then they carry on making dua, but the wife goes into like a josh, in a hal. She started making dua like loudly. So she said, oh my Allah, you made me like a queen in the world. You've given me everything. There's nothing else to ask. I'm ashamed to ask you for any more. So husband, he said, Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzat. He says, now what happened? It's something I don't know. So anyway, finish the whole umrah. They go back to the room. And then after the shower, everything, you know what? You told Allah, you like, you're the queen. You got so much. There's something I don't know, right? I know, I don't know your finances, but any warso coming? Something I don't know about? Something coming? Tell me that I'm working so hard over here. Anything to come? But what is it? So she says that, oh my husband, my Allah gave me iman. He gave me eyes to see his house first time. He gave me a tongue and can communicate. He's listening to me. What else must I ask for? What else? I don't know. I'm feeling ashamed to ask anything else. Greatest bounty, I got iman. I got eyes to open Quran, to read Kalam-e-Pak, to talk to Allah. What else must I ask for? Now we think if this is the mindset of a person, how can we complain? Is there anything? Because happiness is not having what you want. It's wanting what you have. Happiness is not having what you want. That I must have whatever I need. No, it's wanting whatever you already have. Wanting it means utilizing it to its maximum. Because the most expensive thing in life is not bought over the shelf. It's a feeling of the heart. The most expensive things in this life, you cannot buy it off the shelf. No money can buy it. Person can get a phone call from the tax man and say, we need books from 5 years ago. Oh, parishan. Accountant need this. You got everything. Hey, listen, I need to get my mind out of this exotic overseas holiday. Excuse me, is that solving the problem? That's like putting bandage on a gunshot wound. It's not going to solve it. What's the solution to our problems? Talking back to Allah. Ya Allah, this halal came from you. Ya Allah, but there's so much more to thank you for. Ya Allah, make this easy for me, inshallah. Make these difficulties a walk in the park for me. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. The poet says, إِذَا ابْتُلِيتَ بِبَلِيَّةٍ فَفَكِّرْ فِي أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ فَأُسْرٌ بَيْنَ يُسْرَيْنِ إِذَا فَكَّرْتَهُ فَفْرَحْ. If ever you faced any difficulty, open up Surah Alam Nashrah. What you'll see? You'll see the word usr. Usr means difficulty. And the word before it is yusr, which means ease. And the word after it is yusr, which means ease. He says, you're going through a patch. You're going through difficulty. Didn't you enjoy good days? Hold on, at the end of the tunnel also there's light. Don't complain. It's a few counted days. Ayyama ma'dudat. After that, you're going to thank Allah. Just be patient. The bounties of Allah to cascade again. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Fa'idha faraghta fansab. Wa ila rabbika farghab. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever you faced with difficulties, make the effort amongst the human. Speak to them about Allah, the Qudrat of Allah. Look at the bounties Allah has blessed you. And then, فَإِذَا فَرَغَتَ, when you finished with your mission, فَانْصَبْ, now you tire yourself in the ibadat of Allah. Tire yourself in the night. Cry, make dua to Allah. وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرْغَبْ. With raghbat you must make dua. Not complain. With raghbat, with desire, with want, with yearning, with happiness, thanking Allah that you can talk to Allah and Allah is listening to you. You're communicating and Allah is responding to you. With yaqeen that Allah has given me iman to thank Allah. Farghab with raghbat. Don't make a dua of complain. Thank Allah for so much more. Because ash-shukru qaydun lil-mawjood wa saydun lil-mafqood. When you make shukr, what you have just gets consolidated. It just gets chained up. Allah says, he made shukr, don't take it away. And what you don't have, Allah says, give him more. He thanked me for his... He thanked me for his Toyota. Please give him one BMW. He thanked me for one child. Give him two. Wait, hold on. It stops there. Don't think he thanked me for one wife. You'll get two. Huh? But thank Allah for the favors Allah has blessed us with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each one of us. Grant us the tawfiq. and the ability to imbue within our lives the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًا كَثِيرًا. Irrespective, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was called Majnun, Sahir, etc. What we see now is nothing new. But what was the response of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He continued with his mission. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divinely exonerated Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and freed him from those allegations. وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونَ وَلَا بِقَوْلِ كَاهِنْ وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرٍ. He's not a poet. He's not a soothsayer. No, no. He's working for his mission. Divinely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clears the name. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the responsibility we have is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conquered the hearts with his akhlaq. He conquered the hearts with his akhlaq. We will also be able to create an interest within people if we bring the akhlaq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.